What is up, motherfuckers?
Hola.
What is up?
Holla, swallowback.
Motherfuckers.
What's your best stupid film ever?
Because
Ali G has got to be up there.
Nah. I like things like...
Yeah, but best stupid film.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Fucking...
Dudes, Where's My Car?
Nah.
Oh, I could
can't remember
could
much
probably
of that.
Recite that.
I like your American Pies. I like...
Great
My
soundtrack.
Name's Jeff.
Yeah.
What was that
21
called?
Jump Street.
And 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Incredibly
clever sequel name.
Yeah.
Like Jonah. He's a funny guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Lord of War. Well, that one of them.
Yeah, but that's
what,
not
no,
funny.
Not Lord of War. War Dogs.
War Dogs.
Yeah.
That's Jonah good. Again, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Lord of War, though, coincidentally, is a very good film.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
With Nick Cage.
Yeah.
About the AK-47s.
Oh, my God!
Shit. That was my phone.
Yeah, I like that. And I like that.
Needing a new screen.
Fucking, I can't. No, yeah, yeah.
That's based on a true story, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like Nick Cage.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
He's like Face Off from the olden
proper
days.
Proper Face Off. He's got great face on, but he's got Face Off.
And John Travolta.
JT. Johnny T. Hey, yeah. Johnny T.
You'll remember him from Greece, won't you?
From Greece, yeah.
What's your favourite musical? Do you like Les Mis?
No, I like Sound of Music. I went to West End and watched Miss Doubtfire musical, and that was fucking ace.
Yeah, they're good nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah.
I want to watch the Tim Minchin thing.
I'd like to see Les Mis. The Tim Minchin thing?
Yeah, because he's done a couple and he's doing something else now, isn't he?
But I don't know.
He did Matilda. Which were fucking mega pop.
Yeah.
And he's done something else that I want to do and watch.
I don't know.
But I just don't want to go down there. I don't want all faff hotels and
It's good though. We had a great time.
It's like a grand though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Fucking like a grand to watch a fucking show.
Yeah, but it's good.
I'll just get an Amazon stick. Google it.
It's not same.
I know it's not same. I've got some fat bloke sweating outside of you.
Sat in front of you.
Throwing his popcorn about.
Jess were annoyed. Tallest guy in fucking London with an afro sat in front of her.
Really? Afro yeah. Thunder?
For fuck's sake.
And it should separate it.
Oh my god.
Just like flatten it down.
Yeah, like
just pat that down.
Like someone off. I don't know.
I'm just going to push this down a little bit. It's not going to beat her up. Little
cut the fucker off.
Little blonde lass. Why would you go to a show with a fucking afro?
I don't know.
That's selfish, that, mate.
Proper selfish. Get took back, you prick.
Don't be selfish prick, you prick.
Ugh, what a fucking selfish prick.
I hate selfish people.
Yeah, I fucking hate you.
Just think about the selfish.
You fucking selfish prick.
What a dickhead.
I've got terrible heartburn.
Why? What you had?
Toast.
Why you get heartburn from toast?
Must be from butter.
Is that the... What? It's like the blandest thing you can eat.
No, it's from butter.
Butter's not what? That's like no, spicy.
White bread. What bread?
What bread?
Is heartburn-y. It's sweet, isn't it? It's full of sugar, bro.
Yeah, but sweet. It's not. No.
Yes, we've started that again.
No.
No.
Just pick my phone up.
Party, party, party. I'm bara with a sexy, sexy. Where's that come from?
It were on Alexa about an hour ago.
Yeah.
What about your best TV series?
Obviously.
What would you recommend if people haven't seen stuff? What would you say? Oh, you should watch that. That's good.
I don't know.
Bust out some.
I'm a fan.
You don't
I
like
was
the
a
American
fan.
Stuff.
No,
you?
I'm not into all that. I thoroughly enjoyed Poldark.
Poldark, is that yeah.
the Cornish,
Cornish guy.
Yeah,
he got his top off all the time.
Yeah, not for that reason, but I just enjoyed it. I just enjoyed.
It's just a bit coincidental, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know what they say: no smoke without fire.
Hot.
Burning loins.
No, I enjoyed that Poldark. That was a good one.
Porn for mums, weren't it?
Nah, it weren't. It weren't that. It weren't that raunchy.
Kerry watch it and then run upstairs to the toilet.
Kerry
I need a wee.
Used to watch it. Kerry W. Fuck it, where's this come from? Kerry never used to watch it.
Heartborn, yawny. You sound like the alien off of Men in Black.
What?
And the post office in Men in Black.
I can't recite films like this.
Can you not?
No, I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
There's a big black guy and he's going bumba chica bumba like that.
Bumba chica.
Yeah, you do it really good.
Bumba chica bumba chica.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you a clip, because then when you start doing that and that song in your head, him and Will Smith do it like back and forth. It's an alien language. People don't know what we're on about.
Not me.
Not you. But I'll send you this, and then you'll start doing it, you'll learn it.
And it'll annoy Kerry.
And it'll annoy Kerry, it'll be stuck in your head forever more.
I said, boom, chicka, rocka, chicka, rocka, chicka, boom.
Kind of like that. What I've realised is that soon is, now you've just made that noise, because Seb's getting bigger, and these school discos are going to be the last ones we got to.
Jess never went to a school disco.
Was she?
No.
Oh, well, Mila had them like every year.
They never had them.
Didn't they?
No.
Why?
Her schools were a bit Christmas. Shit. Yeah. I don't think she did. No.
Tuck shop and that, went.
No.
Little kids doing that and cha-cha slide and fucking...
Get it back now, y'all. One hot this time. One hot this time. Right foot again.
Yeah, no.
I did cha-cha slide yesterday.
Why?
It were on summit.
You're on summit.
So I just did it in room.
Well,
I know. Kerry and Jess were just sat there and I just stood up and did cha-cha slags. It were on summit.
Did they not join in?
No. They didn't even bat an eye. They didn't even look at me.
Well, that's just saying that you do weird shit a lot, eh?
Yeah.
Don't even look at you and you get up, start busting a dance out.
Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time.
That was good. I remember when it came out. It's like when I worked at nightclub.
They had that on in the nightclubs.
Well,
some nightclub.
It would
sound shit to me.
They have the cheesy bits, don't they?
Whoops, side your head.
Yeah,
whoops, side your head.
James and
that. Chicken and a jamba, chimba, rubber, porch, kids. Chicken and a duck, dance.
What's that?
I don't know the words, so I just like sing it in.
If you want to dance, that one.
No.
Backs up. Whoops, side your head.
Whoops, side your head.
It's not.
Oops, yeah.
Yeah.
Then it goes on to say something like
dance.
Does it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it says, dance. Anyway, I used to work in a bar called Milano's.
Oh, haven't we heard about it before?
Have you?
Yeah, you've fucking mentioned it many a time.
When I was before the Royal Air Force, now people have heard about that. But we used to work in that nightclub, and that used to, it had bars in different floors, so bottom basement bar, which is where everybody walked in, that's where all like cattle used to sit.
Sounds seedy as fuck.
Middle bar was smaller, which was my bar, and I worked on there on my own a lot of time. And then and that one, you'd get a lot of the middle-aged women that were too pissed and didn't want to go and rave in that upstairs.
Just wanted to get fingered.
Just wanted it a bit quieter. And then the top floor was the big one with dance floor and pole and DJ box and big bar. And then there was champagne bar at top where you used to get footballers going in.
All right, yeah, sounds ace.
They were good.
Yeah, sounds nice, that.
They were a nice, good bar, that.
Yeah.
You should enjoy it. You should see Rotherham now. It's like, it's fucking, there's no to it. It used to be so good when we were younger.
It's a shithole.
It used to be fucking even.
It's like Donny. It's just full of wankers.
It's everywhere. It's like the whole fucking country.
Yeah, I like a good night out in York. I can appreciate York's York.
York's nice, isn't it? Yeah. I'd like to move to York. If also, I could move anywhere, I'd like to go to York.
No, I'd move down Cornwall. I wouldn't move to York. I'd move somewhere down Cornwall.
Would you?
Yeah.
But everywhere's fucking miles in between.
I don't give a fuck. I don't need to go anywhere.
I like a visit, but I wouldn't. Yeah, but I would like. Yeah, I would like that. That house we stayed in was fucking right nice.
Yeah.
View at sea and that.
I'd stay in a little place called Polperro.
Right next to Bude. Where's that?
Right down on fucking right other side. There's Richard and Judy have got a house there.
All famous people.
Just a tiny little fishing village.
Where's that hot Lucy bird live?
Newquay.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Obviously, I don't know who you're talking about.
No. Could have been anyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, Newquay's a shithole.
Newquay's too poplar.
It used to be. Like, when I left school, we all went down, lads' holiday, Newquay.
Lads.
Fucking nightclubs were bouncing. It's like a ghost town now. It's not how it used to be at all.
Everywhere, isn't it? Because people just like, don't want to go out and fucking get harassed by foreigners.
Newquay were fucking ace back in early noughties.
Yeah.
Fucking ace.
I only went once when I was younger.
Oh, we used to go every year.
I didn't have fucking mates that were stable enough to fucking get down there, though. They were all shit.
I used to drive. My Golf Mark II, four gears.
Yeah, four
all
speed.
All the fucking way.
What?
Fucking hell. What a rate car, that.
They put up with some shit, though, didn't they? You think cars can't put up with that kind of crap now if they were same kind of thing.
They were fucking solid. They were a carburetor. So it didn't have no electric injection, so it just fucking went and went and went. It was the fucking best. It's
badass, that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
There's a bloke near me with a Mark 1 Golf GTI Cabriolet.
Love it.
Sale.
Clipper.
What?
Clipper. That's what they're called.
Are they?
Mark 1 Clippers.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. But it's fucking mint. It's like keeps it on carpet in garage.
No, of course it does.
But it's for sale.
Is it?
Yeah.
Swap it for a van?
Probably not.
No.
A van plus 20 grand.
Yeah. I've got that money, mate.
No, I haven't got that money, mate. You have to say it to someone else.
Got that money, mate. Sorry, mate, I'll have to pass on this one. I ain't got that money, mate.
There's some nice ones around us. Is it the guy who's got some American stuff? Like a... What is that one? A Corvette Stingray. Like
there's one of them.
Like a 60s one, you know? There's one of them down the road. Bonnet, and it's got wheel arches on front.
It's like a clown's foot. I don't like them.
Yeah, I suppose it does, yeah. You don't like it?
Nah. I just think they look fucking...
They're off at the top, though, where they're supposed to be, aren't they?
Trying to be cool. But it's not. I don't like it. It's not cool. It's shit.
It is cool.
It's not.
It's your opinion says it's shit. It's not shit. Just because you say it's shit.
What's
it's
Europe?
Not shit.
What's Europe got to do with it?
Europe. Europe. Poo.
Yeah.
Face.
Yeah.
There's also an XJS and an X an E-type hard top.
Sounds nice then. Jaguars. Nice. Not my cup.
That's all he's got though. They're his cars.
Are they?
Yeah, he's got that fucking massive XJS. That's the flat one, isn't it? The old fat flat Jag.
You're talking to me here.
Yeah, you know some cars.
I don't know.
You're
Jags.
Not fucking illiterate.
Old man's cars. Anyone who's got a Jag's an old man.
Yeah, he's a useless bastard. If you've got a Jag.
Yeah, you shit.
I hope Abby don't listen. She's got one.
Who's Abby?
Laura's cousin. She's got a nice Jag.
Oh, no, new Jags are nice. I like new Jags. If it's a new Jag.
It is a new Jag.
Yeah, I like them. F-Paces and fucking shit like that. That's all I know.
Yeah. There's a right nice old Beetle, a yellow Beetle.
I like a Beetle.
Cider is at traffic lights over there. Right cool bird, in it. She's only like a kid. She's obviously very fucking cool.
Yeah.
Actual aircon once. Big thing I'd stuck inside a car.
Did it have one of them?
Yeah, one of those aircon things and stuck units out a window. Yeah. It can't work very well, can it?
I wouldn't have thought so.
What's it do? Just sucking in air from outside?
Yeah, I don't know how they work.
You just open your window, wouldn't you?
Something from the front 60s, aren't they? It's
proper
American
old world,
thing,
yeah.
I don't fucking know.
It were fucking badass, though. It were proper fat tired. It were, you know, old, like, kind of rack on top.
Yeah.
Right, old, thin steel. Rack with wooden things.
Yeah.
And like
a jerry can.
Yeah, a jerry can. Yeah. Like a rusty jerry can on top.
I like that.
And a fucking surfboard.
Oh, yeah.
So we're proper
That's
cool.
What I'd have. If I had a Beetle, I'd have a surfboard on it. I always said I'd have a surfboard on a T5.
You've not, though, have you? You've not bought one?
No, never bought a surfboard for it.
Get one and get some sex wax.
Yeah. I'm selling it, so I'm not getting one.
Go you on. Should have a go of surfing.
I shouldn't.
Why?
Because I reckon I'd be terrible.
Everyone would be terrible to start with.
Why do I want to go surfing?
Because it's fun.
Yeah, but fucking a lot of things are fun.
Yeah, fun. We were talking to Jamie about what she likes to do on a downtime. Just nothing.
Doesn't do no.
Just literally does nothing.
That's upsetting.
No, no ex. No. She went about as exciting as she did as she went to B&Q to look at some taps.
Ooh, I like that though. I like to go to B&Q.
Yeah, but it's not a hobby, is it?
Yeah.
Because it does note.
I've got hobbies. I just haven't done them for ages.
What's your hobby? Shooting?
Oh, shooting, yeah.
What else do you like to do? Metal detecting.
Yeah, I haven't done that for fucking ages.
Plane spotting? Dressing up like a World War II veteran?
Yeah, I haven't done any of that for a long time.
Sex dungeon toys.
I know. I had to... Got a bit of damp in there, so I had to...
In Tatic.
Clean all that out. Sex dungeon.
Oh, sex dungeon.
Yeah.
It's a very moist area.
Yeah, started growing mold on walls. Because it's underground.
Yeah.
And bird that I had tied up down there, so they can't get out. She weren't happy with it.
Why should not?
So I had to release her.
Let her to management.
Joseph Fritzl style.
Yeah.
Let her out and just, I paid her off 20 quid. I'm like, don't say no.
Don't say no. How long has she been there?
14 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably a good length of time. Yeah. It's good service.
Yeah.
She did. Thank her for her service.
Yeah.
It's just making them extra meals, isn't it? It's
just fucking. I just used to chuck it like tins of tuna down and shit.
Carrot.
Yeah.
This is being recorded, by the way.
Oh, shit, yeah. No, none of that's real.
None of that actually happened.
Proper never Joseph Fritzl, no one.
I'll see if these old dad jokes will play out.
Hello, I'm a dad and I'm old. Play the joke out.
No, we didn't get an awful lot, obviously.
I was just making a jingle then.
People are too busy. This one.
Hold on.
Hang on.
Old dad jokes. Good that, wasn't it?
No.
Why?
It's awful.
This is my dad joke. Ash is a nonce. Josh is a nonce. Dan's a nonce. Matt's a nonce. And other Dan's a nonce. You fucking noncey bastards.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
Well, we found that hilarious.
Not much daddy joke about this.
No.
Well, this guy looks sexy.
Yeah, cheers for that, you nonce.
Did you hear about the movie called Constipation? No, it never came out.
That's you.
That was me.
Did anyone send any decent fucking dad joke?
Rest in peace, boiling water. You will be missed.
Hey, I
get that. I know what everyone else's opinion is on this.
I don't think this is a joke.
I'm sat at Birchanger now, and not all heroes wear capes. So let me say that. If you see a foreign wagon, and he's struggling like fuck to get it in, and he's got it all fucking wrong.
Just laugh.
And I don't mean into a posse, I generally mean into a car parking space.
Close curtains.
He's pissing it down with rain, thunder and lightning, all that shite. Would you get out and help him to get in? He obviously looks stressed. Now, I was the only driver in this fucking thing that thought, oh no, I'll get out, spend 5 minutes, help driver get in and all this lot. No one else fucking even bothered. Where's going to be looking after each other's backs and all that lot fucking gone?
Behind curtain, that is true.
That's not a dad joke, though.
That's not a dad joke. It's the first one with a dad joke. But that is a... The camaraderie is not there, is it?
You don't see it. No more dad jokes?
No. Everybody's just waiting for somebody to fuck up, aren't they?
Yeah, to record it.
So they could be watching it.
Get it on Facebook, professional drivers.
You see it in truck stops all the time.
Yeah.
Or they're just laughing like, fuck this fucking clown. What are you doing?
The fucking ejects.
Yeah. But then if you notice the foreign guys, even if you don't fucking need them, if you're reversing anywhere near a foreign guy, they fucking hop out and wave you in.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I don't need you. Move out of the way.
Oh, it's pretty helpful. But no one's
the first ones to fucking
them.
Help you, aren't they?
Yeah.
You just want to want... Just don't be a prick about it. Just be nice.
I often see that in Birchanger as well, where Mark was.
It's not a great place for getting in and out of
it. It's all right. So if you can drive through a bay to get to a bay, you're all right. But if you're backing into a bay,
you're
pretty close.
And because it's all fucking tarmac, it's melted.
Oh, it's a bumpy and lumpy. So it's terrible.
You're all over the place, aren't you? I'll tell you what is a bad one. That one that... you know, when you come in, you've gone past Cambridge services.
Yeah.
Where? Boxworth.
You fucking dickhead, yeah, of course it is.
So you go past there, and you know that one that's on end, so just before you get on A1, or you join A1 and then you get off. I don't know what it's called. There's a BP.
What BP?
Is it not BP now?
Kate's Cabin.
And stuff. No, further down. Right, immediately, you join A1 and then you come off.
Peterborough.
Down on your left. No, before that.
Oh, what?
It's a really small BP one.
Fucking...
With a McDonald's next to it. It's like a travel lodge or something there. Parking shit.
Huntingdon.
Is it? I don't know what it's called. It's not called that.
It's there, isn't it?
Yeah, but anyway, there, fucking spaces, the tyre lines have proper fucking melted down like half a foot. So much so that I couldn't fucking get out of one other day.
Terrible.
Having to reverse back and fucking slam. Yeah, fucking rock it out. Couldn't get out.
Like a rocket man.
I was stuck.
Oh my God. Do you have to get recovery?
Some fucking load of foreign guys pushed me.
Because they're helpful.
Because they're nice like
that. Yeah, yeah. But we just look at them and think, hey, you're foreign cunts.
Look at you with your Crocs on.
Your fucking Crocs on.
Don't crash into my car.
Says you.
What?
I saw you taking your boots off in your truck the other day and that fucking upset me. What are you doing? What are you playing at?
Because I got super dry flip-flops.
Oh my God.
But it's all nice and clean. I've got a new mat from Scania.
I need one. Mine's got an hole in it.
Never mind us. That's why I've got a new one.
Yeah.
You know the King Gear carpet ones?
Can they?
Yeah. Well, I asked. I'm like, don't forget me mat. I need a new mat. He went, yeah, no worries. We've got some of them. Do you want carpet or rubber? I'm like, ooh, we can choose. But it's not like quilted carpet. You know, like fucking Chappers is right. Nice ones.
Yeah. Just be shit.
It's just be shit ones.
Just be shit.
He says they don't last. No. So they don't last 2 minutes.
No. Get rubber. We'll have rubber, please, mate.
I'll have rubber. Yeah, keep I'll have it a rubber. Clean anyway.
Yeah, like to keep it clean. Me a bit of rubber.
I keep it clean and it's nice. But yeah, there's no wrong with me flip-flops.
I think it's stupid.
Why?
I just do.
I just keep it clean. But now this is, because this weather's changing and everything's fucking wet and I've got a scanner here, you can't leave your fucking boots on top step because it's open to fucking spray from wheel thing.
Yeah.
You only met that mistake once.
Yeah, I bet.
Your fucking boots are drenched through. I've got spare boots though, so I'm all right.
I haven't.
But they're proper drenched through. Took ages to dry.
I know.
Yeah, we're fucking dog shit.
So, I've got a little thing to talk about one of my mates. My mate's mate, actually. You know all these people that like to go over to Turkey to get the teeth done?
Surgeries.
Get their hair done.
Yeah.
Get boobs done. Well, my mate's mate went over to Turkey to get her boobs done. And she got all strapped up and that. Got back. Unstrapped. Got a bit of annoyance on her back from what felt like a cut on her back. So she went to the doctors about it. She says, I think I've got like a skin graft or something on my back from my surgery. Doctor says, it's not a skin graft, that's a scar. So we'll take you for a scan. So she went away to Turkey to have her boobs done.
Yeah. What did they take?
Doctor took her for a scan. The cheeky bastards had took a kidney.
Yeah, they did. I've heard about this.
A fucking kidney.
I have heard about this, yeah. And because
how much is a kidney worth on black market?
I don't know, but what they're doing is when they're going over and they're signing paperwork, which is obviously all in Turkish, you're agreeing to for them to take a fucking kidney and you've got no clue.
So they've paid like 10, I don't know how much a boob job is nowadays, it's probably less than 10 grand in Turkey. A few grand for a boob job. You're paying them a few grand to make 30 grand or 40 grand, however much a fucking kidney's worth. I don't know, I just made them numbers up.
Yeah, yeah. But still.
Fucking cheeky bastards.
I'm just going to nick an organ.
Come back without a kidney.
That's so bad, isn't it?
Can you believe that?
I can, because I have heard of it.
I didn't know.
It has happened to someone in that Laura knew that she ran about.
No.
Yeah, same kind of thing.
Cheeky Turkish bastards.
And they said they've gone back over because they were quite. They weren't skin, but they should have had it done here, really, to be fair. But they'd gone back over and apparently with solicitors and stuff like this.
They're not going to touch you. They're not going to.
And they've like used translators fucking go through all paperwork. And they've like. You've got no legal grounds. There's nothing you can do anyway.
So if you go abroad for your medical shit, our country will wash their hands of you because they do, don't they?
They do, yeah. Especially dentists and stuff, they hate it, don't they?
Yeah.
They, like, you go over there and get your teeth done and then you come back over here to try and rectify it.
Yeah. It's like, nah, fuck you, bro. Fuck you, you fucked your teeth.
But yeah, it's like, oh, well, I don't want to spend fucking 30 grand doing it. I just wanted to spend 3.
Innit? Makes sense to us, though, doesn't it?
It does to us.
I'm off to Turkey to get my teeth done.
I am.
If I had money, I would.
And, well, if I had money, I'd do it here.
Yeah, I suppose. It's a lot more money, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you've got that money.
I had a dodgy tooth. I'm like, oh, just take it out. I'll get an implant. All right. So they were going to take it out. And I says, how much is an implant? It's about £2,000.
Fucking man. Is that for like a screwy anyone?
Yeah. So I'm like, fucking leave the cunt. I'm not having an implant now.
You may as well not bother at this point in life, have you?
No, I'm halfway dead, so.
20 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
It's so old and decrepit now.
Yeah, I mean, my teeth still look all right, but just a couple of them are falling to bits.
Have you thought about perhaps doing some sort of physical exercise to help lengthen your time on this earth?
No.
You don't want to do anything physical at all?
Kimmy and Jess are joining gym. I'm not. I'm fucking not.
I know you're not. You just
I'm
said
not.
It. I'm not making
I'm
you.
I'm not.
I'm not making you.
You're making fun of me.
I'm not, but I think you should do something.
I don't. I like to go for a walk every
4 months.
Year or so.
You need to do more.
I don't.
You do. You might not want to, but I think you should.
Why? Just, I feel fit.
Yeah, you do now. But once you fucking drop off a cliff, boom.
If I drop off a cliff, I'm dead, so I don't give a fuck.
Health-wise.
Fucking cross that bridge when I get to it.
Yeah, but it's be too late. This is what we're saying.
Do you know what I had for my tea last week? Doner kebab. Do you know what I had for my tea yesterday? Fish and chips. Do you know what I had for my tea night before? Chicken fucking wrap from Indian. Do you know what I'm having for my tea tonight? Kebab.
So you're not looking after yourself, are you?
I am looking after me, Sen.
I can tell you're not going on holiday. Yeah, but you eating, not rest at day, and then eating some shit.
I am going on holiday.
Where? When are you going to start dieting then?
I've got a year before I'm going on holiday.
All right. So you just eat kebabs until they get to the point where you don't eat anything.
Eat 6 months before and I'll start.
You're wrecking yourself.
You don't wreck yourself before you check yourself, bro.
No, that's not what they say. They say you've got to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Ah.
Wrong way around, you see. That's where you've been going wrong.
That's where I've been going wrong for 40 years.
That is where you have been going wrong.
One time I did go to the gym. You just go with you, didn't I?
Yeah. We did some good ones then.
Didn't enjoy it.
Why?
God, you've to make me feel sick.
It was fun, though.
It was very, very sickening.
No, we're only like circuits and stuff, weren't we?
Exactly. There's only about fucking seven of us that used to do it.
Little
used
bit to of pick circus.
On us. Pick on us, cos ex-military.
Yeah. Just to pick on you because you could see you going green in face.
Yeah, you were as well.
I used to do insanity workouts and stuff there.
Sounds shit.
Good. It is shit. But
doesn't sound good.
It doesn't say it's not. It's you don't enjoy it.
I won't.
You do warm up and you're fucking drenched with sweat. Me. And that's just warm up.
Fucking jumping about and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, no thanks, bro.
But you don't need any gear then when you're doing it like that. Don't drugs. Need to go to a gym and stuff like that. No, we don't need no coke rope.
No, fucking drugs. Get you through the day with some drugs or something. Don't do drugs, kids. Drugs
don't do drugs. Yeah. You'll crash your car if you do drugs.
Yeah. And you'll fail drugs tests.
Especially if you're trying to inject it.
Yeah, don't inject it.
Don't do that.
No.
What's worst drugs that you've ever done?
Me?
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, don't do drugs. No one does drugs.
Did you do cocaine when you were little?
No.
Did you do anything like that?
Bit of weed.
Yeah. Did you ever, have you never had a magic mushroom?
No.
I had some magic mushroom soup once.
No, we went to Amsterdam. And I got fucked up.
On just weed?
On just weed.
Yeah. You don't need OLs though, do you, really?
I'm just happy to get drunk.
Yeah, a few beers is fine for me.
I don't even need to get drunk.
No, you don't.
I know what I mean.
You're wired enough as it is. I mean, but you never used to, really. You would never drink away.
Look at all this alcohol up here.
Yeah, it's pointing been there for to years. My alcohol.
It rarely gets drunk. So much.
Should be in here partying more.
I think we are tonight.
Getting drunked. Oh, yeah. With all the peoples.
Oh, not many peoples, but yeah, getting drunked.
Just a couple of peoples.
Yeah. Yeah, get drunk in here and get drunked up and fucking, yes, brother.
Are we having a drunk session for,
maybe.
For 1 year?
Maybe.
Just for me and you.
Probably fucking will be.
Just for
everyone
me and you.
Everyone else will have fucking sacked it off.
Yeah, they'll be having a, oh no, I can't do that. I've got to go to the spa and buy a loaf of bread.
Got to go shop.
Got to go, oh no, Soz, I've got to work in 3 days' time.
Oh no, can't do it. It's not committed.
We'll commit them.
Fucking commit them.
Commit them to hospital with lunatics.
Fucking loony bins.
One of Seb's teammates' dad's 40th birthday.
He's my age.
He's in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yeah, this weekend. Now. There now. Getting further.
It's a good place.
I imagine.
We are on about going back. Not to get fucked up, but just because it's... It's nice.
Did you look at a peep show?
No, we went into Sex Museum, though.
Right.
Which is a disgusting... It's got a disgusting little area in it.
What do you mean?
It's got a booth that you go in.
Is it where the frosted glass and that?
Like no. You just go in this booth.
Yeah.
And there's a screen in front of you and some toilet roll. And you just watch a wanking booth.
Why?
I don't know. It's all just to do with sex.
Well, yeah, but surely... Why did you need to bus run out there and then?
Don't know.
That's weird. Did you go in?
No, we just walked around.
You didn't look at it?
No.
We touch
no.
it?
No.
Just is it not just an exhibit? It's not somebody... It's people actually to use.
Yeah, an actual one.
What's behind the screen in booth then?
It's a screen that you watch. It's a telescreen.
All right. It's not like someone behind it.
No.
It's not like Taken.
No. No. Never went in out else. Just got fucked up.
Why are they so known with the sex stuff?
I don't know. I don't know why it's such a big deal.
Why is it such a big deal there? Because the brothels are legal in Germany, aren't they?
I don't fucking know.
Is that why German is a bit more
hairy,
progressive?
I don't know.
Yeah. Say if you're driving through there.
I just don't know.
If you drive through Germany, pop into a brothel. It's legal. Yeah,
go fucking fill your boots or fill someone else's boots.
Boobs. Feel the boobs.
Feel the boobs. If you're in Germany now, because we do have people listening in Germany.
Of course
we do. We're international. Das ist nicht eine Verschwörungstheorie.
Hans Weisensdauser.
Nein!
Yep.
Go and pop into a brothel.
Yeah, get your head in there. Have a nice time on us.
Yeah. Just tell them Matt and Dan sent you.
Oh, yeah, don't bring my name into it.
Matt and Dan sent you.
When me and Longstaff were driving over to Poland, we... went over at Polish border, and then we're driving down this road going to where we needed to go to, and we're seeing a nightclub, just like a fucking stud on its own, and it said nightclub, big fucking neon lights.
Nightclub.
This was like 9 o'clock in the morning or something. There were like two lorries parked outside it, and then nothing else. And there were a bench, and then there were a woman in like a nighty type of underwear, like a silky type of see-through-y thing, just like laid on top of this bench.
A lady of the night?
Yeah. Well, when we're seeing it, because it was lit up, it said nightclub on it, and it was lit up. We're driving towards it. I'm like, what the fuck is a nightclub doing out here on its own? And then we saw the two lorries that parked there, and then, you know what I mean? It started to click, and then I seen the woman on the bench. I'm like, nightclub means something else here.
Yeah.
Nightclub is brothel.
Oh. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. So
that's what it were.
Sheesh.
No.
I said sheesh.
No sheesh.
Sheesh.
I hope that annoys other people.
I hope it does. I hope it fucking does annoy people. And if you do
complain
send it to our complaints department, which is complaints@justtruckandabout.co.uk.
Yeah. Start the subject with
Dan's a cunt.
I want a motorbike.
You've been there, you've done that. You.
I know, but I want another one, but not a fast one, not a super fast one this time.
You want a moped then?
No, I don't want a moped. I want like a...
Tourer?
No, what they're called?
Arley.
Yeah, like a sportster type.
Shut up.
What do they call that thing?
I don't know. Tourer?
No. Fuck.
Like what they have on Long Way Down and shit.
With fucking jeans on. No, not like an adventure thing.
Chopper?
Not like a chopper. Fucking hell.
I don't fucking know. Oh my God, smack yourself in the head. Motorbikes.
It's like where they've cut tail off at fucking back and they have like knobbly tyres and... They're like naked, but old style. New, but like an old style and stuff. What the fuck is that called? Cafe Racer. Fuck. Like a Cafe Racer style.
Never heard that.
That would do in my twat in. You have?
I haven't.
You have?
Okay. I have heard that, yeah.
Of course you have.
Yeah, no, I fucking haven't.
You've just not paid attention to it.
I just hadn't heard it.
Anyway, Cafe Racer style.
Yeah,
that's
I want
the
one
kind
of
thing
yeah.
that I want.
Yeah, I want one of them.
Cool as fuck. Yeah. Like Triumphs and that. and BMW bobbers. Oh, yeah. We're both lit up there, aren't we?
I don't want none.
You can answer that.
I don't want none.
Why?
I just don't.
Let's get a bike together. We can adventure Europe. Go to Germany.
No. I don't want a bike. I'll go too fast to hurt myself.
You'll die.
Yeah.
You haven't got reactions to deal with that anymore.
No, not no more.
Not without going to gym.
Because I'm old now.
Belly full of kebabs.
I had a Donny kebab last week.
Donny?
Donny.
A Donny kebab?
Donny. First time in a long time that I had Donny, and it was fucking amazing.
It is nice when you have not had it for a while. I had a calzone last night.
Oh, I do like a calzone.
Still got some in the fridge. I can't wait till I get back.
I like a Donny calzone.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
But because they're fucking massive, usually, I need to have a veggie one. But without the sweet corn.
That sounds horrendous.
It's nice. It's just not...
A warm pocket of vegetables.
It's just not fulfilling. It's like mushrooms and onions and cheese and
no.
stuff.
No. Got to have some meat in there.
I do. I'd prefer it, but obviously I'm not selfish. Or don't want to... Or I'm tight. Don't want to buy two.
You are selfish.
Two and waste on
It's not one. Your fault she's vegetarian.
You'd think it were, Matt. You'd think it were my fault. Because it's just my life ruined. Can't eat any meat. Meals are shit.
You need
press the button.
Hold on.
Press the button.
What button?
Wanker of the week.
Oh, right, yeah, hold on. Wanker of the week.
This nomination goes out to Laura for being a vegetarian.
Cunt.
You're all right. You were worried then when you called her a cunt, weren't you? Yeah. Thought she's going to get me.
No, I don't think she listens, does she?
It's all right. You can call her a cunt.
Does she listen? I doubt it.
I think she's heard some. No. When she knows that I've specifically abused her, then she'll listen. But I'm like, I've not given you a wanker a week in a long time. So you're pretty safe. But somebody will tell her. Sarah Barker might tell her.
Yeah.
But for being a veggie.
Yeah, it's fucking shit. Why would you be a veggie?
It's pointless. You know how it started? Started way back when. It was started with sausages.
Oh, I don't like how pigs are treated.
No, that weren't the problem. It were...
So much shit in sausages.
A gristle. She got a bit of gristle in a sausage, which I've not had in fucking forever.
Upgrade your sausage supplier, bro.
Yeah, it was just a shit sausage. That when we first moved in together, ripping. She'd had a sausage there, and then that put her off sausages. Because I used to do right nice sausage casseroles.
Yeah.
They were right good sauce that were right nice. That put her off that, and then there were fucking Jamie Oliver with chickens, so she didn't have chicken.
Oh, Jamie Oliver's a cunt. I had a lovely sausage butty other day. Carry on.
From where?
From Lyon.
Lyon, France?
Norton Kane Services.
Ah.
Good quality fast food. You know, like it was...
That's far away for us.
On M6?
I've not. Oh, is it?
M6
Is that on Toll?
Yeah.
Toll. Toll Bridge.
Toll.
Somewhere.
On M6 Toll.
Roll.
It was like a McDonald's style.
The scrubber on the doll.
Egg and sausage muffin. But proper sausages.
Proper?
Aye. And it was fucking nice.
Were it?
It was fucking nice.
You can't beat a good, just a bit of ingredients in it. Just nice ones. I tell you what, Aldi do these smoky like fucking hot dog ones, which are quite big. Like £4 for like fucking 8 of them.
Oh yeah.
They're kind of like bratwursty.
Fucking love an hot dog.
They like bratwursty sausage, but they're fucking right nice. Fucking in air fryer.
Oh no.
Oh, they're so juicy.
Hot dogs in air fryer?
Yeah.
I'll have to try
it. It's not an hot dog, it's just sausage.
Alright, yeah.
It's just a big, but they call them smoky hot dogs.
Sausage.
But there's just like that. They're lengthy like.
I love a lengthy sausage. They're
lengthy like, but they're alright. Yeah. I tell you what, I made with them, because they do like kebab wraps as well in Aldi. Yeah. So I had that. I had got some fucking like mozzarella and coleslaw. No, I'll put coleslaw on top side. Like mozzarella, and I did some onions and sliced my sausage up and then fucking rolled it up in air fryer for like an extra 30 seconds or whatever. Yeah. So it all melts around it. It was fucking really nice. Garlic mayo.
Sounds good. I do like a good lengthy sausage.
Sausage is good, isn't it? What's your best? If you were dying, let's not do that. Let's say, you're on Green Mile. You're getting offed tomorrow.
Yeah,
because you're a bad un. You probably killed people.
Yeah. Probably did, to be fair.
What's your meal? What's your last meal of choice? Anything.
14-inch stuffed crust meat feast Americano.
Was it?
Yeah.
Last meal.
Spicy as fuck with loads of meat.
Is that a Domino's?
Domino's.
I mean, we don't go to Domino's.
We don't really.
Too expensive.
But Domino's do a spicy Americano and chuck some meat on it.
Do they?
Stuffed crust. It is so expensive, Domino's. I can't get my head around how they think they can charge that money.
£50 for a pizza.
It's fucking horrend.
Isn't it?
But if you come and pick it up, you can have it for $7.99.
Yeah, it's weird that, isn't it?
I'm not going to pick it up, though.
If it's Tuesday, you can have it for a third at price.
Fucking dickheads.
Weirdos, aren't they?
Stupid dickheads.
But nice. Nice dough balls.
Oh, I love dough balls.
What about a German doner kebab? When was the last time
I had one? Jiddick. I went to Meadowhall the other day, and I didn't choose jiddick. I had Chinese.
Really?
Yeah. But I like a jiddick.
If you haven't had one of them, you should really... You need to get involved
you need
with
to up your GDK those game, kebabs. Bros.
They're fucking nice, aren't they? They're stuffed and fat and all.
Fucking proper fat.
I'm starving now.
I am. I'm so looking forward to my greasy doner kebab tonight.
No, I don't know what I'm going to have.
I don't know what I'm going to have.
I had my takeaway yesterday.
Well, like I say, Thursday night's quiz night, so we have something at Woolmarket, which is generally an Indian.
Was it in town then?
Yeah.
You don't get pissed at that?
No. I have a couple of beers, but... Because we're there a few hours, it's how I'm safe. You know, I'm safe. I have a Guinness. Yeah. I have a Guinness. And yesterday, it's Friday. Friday yesterday, so we do Fish and Chip Friday. So I had fish and chips
obviously,
yesterday.
Obviously, yeah.
And then it's a weekend, so you let your hair down at weekend.
It starts on a Thursday.
It's either kebab or Chinese.
Yeah, you can't be asked to cook on a Monday, so get something in then.
Monday, well, it's coming to that time of year where we have a Sunday dinner on a Monday.
Oh, right, yeah.
On a Sunday, we just... have fucking whatever we can have.
I just like just something in a giant Yorkshire pudding.
Fucking love giant Yorkshire puddings. Full of like stew. Oh my god!
Oh, dumplings. Yeah. I haven't had a dumpling in ages.
I haven't had a dumpling for bear time. Dumpling. Oh, I'm so hungry now.
I am hungry now. We literally just talked about food and the whole thing.
I love food.
What were we saying about what programmes you watched?
I don't know.
American programmes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't watch any American programmes.
No, because I said, what would you suggest, didn't I? And you went Magic Mike. You said you watched Magic Mike.
Well, not this week. I can't remember. I did watch Magic Mike. Only about 20 minutes of it.
You like really stuff, though, don't you? Like, oh, yeah. I think he's back on Tuesday, innit? Mm. Oh, last Tuesday we'll have been on.
What?
SAS.
Yeah. Celebrity.
Yeah, Seb.
That'll be good, because that daft cunt's on it. Matt Hancock.
Yeah. I hope they fucking smash his face
sure
in.
Sure they will. Sure they fucking will.
I hate that guy.
What else is back on? Married at First Sight. That's on.
I tell you what I caught a bit of. Married at First Sight, that's got the tranny in it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny, that.
Yeah.
That was quite funny. What, who can we pair up with, tranny? Oh, this the most female guy that there is.
Yeah.
What is he? A loaf of bread or something?
He identifies as a bloke, but he's pansexual.
Pan.
And he...
Does that mean out?
Yeah.
He just means greedy.
He falls in love with the person, not the sex of the person, the gender. Mm. So he got paired up with the transvestite who...
Has she got a tail still?
No.
All right, so all the way gone.
And to be fair...
Don't say you would, because I'll say in its face.
To be fair, she...
She looks like a guy.
No.
Sounds like a guy.
No, doesn't look too bad, to be honest with you. She's not my cup of tea, because you can tell that...
There's a dude.
But yeah. Fantastic body. Anyway, this pan guy...
I'll pretend though, innit?
Yeah, this pan guy gets... coupled up with him, and they get married and everything's rosy, and then they go on holiday honeymoon to Mexico, and they fall out over the fact that she used to be a stripper. I think that's least of his fucking worries, what she used to be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But was she like a Magic Mike stripper?
I don't know.
Or a lady stripper?
I don't know.
She could just swapped, couldn't she?
But fucking hell, don't fall out because she used to be a stripper. She used to be a man.
They won't have fallen out of a fuck all, will they? They've just told him to have an argument at this point because it's on telly.
Not many.
Come on, guys, don't be nice and happy. That's boring. Have a big fucking fight.
Get falled out.
Get falled out over it. There's something that Laura's watching that I thought you'd like.
My Mum, Your Dad.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Yeah. It's basically just Love Island for old people.
Finished now.
Has it?
Yeah, yeah. It's been all right.
I seen they were all like fucking dressed as school kids at a fucking party when I've walked in, and I'm watching this thinking, what the fuck are you watching?
I didn't see that.
Old desperate people.
Yeah.
And they were like, some of them like snogging, and kids are watching them, aren't they?
It's the kids that paired them up.
To say which one to go for.
Yeah, who to send you on dates.
Oh dear.
Bit weird, innit?
Very weird. Yeah, because these kids are like all cringing and like puking up while the mum's noshing off this fella.
Yeah, fucking
mum.
Dad's fingering your mum.
Yeah.
Sacrilege. Blur.
And I heard him say some like term, you know, like they use on Love Island, like the younger ones.
Exclusive or something like that.
Nah, it was something like one's fancying another bird. He said something else. It's something like turning my head or something like that.
Possibly.
Well, I had my head turned or something.
My head turned. Do you want to come for a chat having it for a bit?
I'm sorry. I did have my head turned or something like that. Well, like, mate, you're like fucking 50.
You're definitely my type on paper.
Yeah, get a grip.
All my eggs are in your basket.
All my eggs are pushed into your little basket.
You bastard, you.
That's just an horrible programme. Why would they do that?
I don't know. I think it...
But it's right up your street.
I did enjoy. Yeah.
And Strictly's coming on and all.
Yeah, I'm not bothered about
you
that.
You see, it annoys me this, because I purposefully moved my place. I had like a little setup in the kitchen, a little corner. I pushed all my stuff into the corner. It right away, it were fine. And then when I were playing on it, pull my screen out, get my PlayStation plugged in, and that's where I'd be, in a separate room to them, away from them. But I'm like, I'm staying in here. I'm just going in there straight away. They're watching their programme. I'm just going in there. So I'm spending less time with fucking Laura and Mila, who's staying up later now,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll get my screen up, out of the way. I'll flog that off so I can't fucking use it. Still got it though. And I'll move my PlayStation in living room next to the TV, and I'll not use it purposefully because they're going to be there.
Yeah.
So I come in and I want to watch things with them, and then they just fucking start watching shit like that, and I'm like,
bullshit.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here watching this crap.
That's what I was like when I got in bed last night and Magic Mike were on.
No fucking point. So I just like, tonight I'll just fucking plug it back in the kitchen.
Innit? Yeah, fuck it.
Waste of time. I tried.
You need to get your little understairs.
It's been in there for 2 weeks. It's too crammed full of stuff. It's full of JTA hats and stickers and that.
Just took it all out.
Where? Put it where? We haven't got stuff.
We need more patrons. And I'll tell you why we need more patrons.
To get a garage.
So we can get an actual studio.
Yeah. We need a lot more.
That we can put our own shelves up and shit.
Mm.
Yeah. Get on the Patreon, guys.
Yeah. Just need a bigger house with a garage. A nice big garage.
If you appreciate what we do, show it. Fucking show it.
Show us your tits. Nips.
I tell you what, we need to read out WhatsApp number.
Show us your balls. Go on then.
079342778 16.
And for normal people, that would be 079342778 16.
079342778 16.
That's nice.
Send us your voice notes.
Send us some stuff.
Just send it.
There's only poor Mark moaning about foreign people.
Isn't it? There's more people out there than Mark.
Ben calling us nonces.
Yeah, that were funny as fuck, man.
Yeah, right, funny Ben, you're right, good.
You fucking nonce.
Dick. Nonce. Ban him.
Banned.
If he weren't a patron, I'd ban him.
Proper ban him.
I would. Ban. I would. Don't push me, I will.
Banyan.
Oh, his message game group, so I'm going to be playing with him later.
Game.
So I'll tell him then.
He's making game groups.
When I move back into the kitchen.
Messing game groups. Don't want to be part of game group. Game group.
You don't game.
I do. I played Fortnite last night.
Did you win? When were my invite? Did you say anything?
Double screened with Jess.
Yeah, just to play with Jess. Well, you don't game then, do you? Why are you bothered about
grab
playing?
Grab these opportunities. We're out driving about and she's like...
But you don't play with me.
She's like, Dad. Like, what? We have a game of Fortnite when we get home. Yeah, go on then. Because it's going to come to a time where she's not going to ask me to do it.
Not going to want you. But you should. I could play with you. We can do a trios.
We don't have headphones in though.
But you don't need them. We just get wins.
Yeah, but Mom's gone.
It's fine. You and Jess can communicate. We don't need to talk. But I can be on your team. Use the pinging system.
Are you talking about art? I can't do pinging.
You just press. You leave it to Jess then. Leave it to Gamer. She can ping.
Are you talking about our game or an actual game?
Game. Playing game. Playing in the game. But you just don't invite, so don't cry about it.
Don't invite you, right?
You don't
invite me.
I'll
tell you why. Because when we do split screen, it's Jess who's the main player, and I can't touch anything. No, nothing works with my remote until we're playing in game.
Yeah.
So I can't invite you.
No, but Jess can.
I'm not making her friends with you.
Why?
Fucking no.
Why? Well, the only time that we'd play is when you were there, so.
No, I suppose we could do. I think Jess would get a bit nervous, though.
But I'd not be hearing her, so it should be fine. She's all right with me, surely.
Yeah, she is in person. But I think she feels like people watching her. I don't
pressure.
Know.
Pressure?
Yeah.
Gaming pressure.
Yeah, she's good. She's loads better than me, like.
Well, she'll be all right, then.
Oh, my God!
And we'd get all wins and we'd rule the world.
We can rule the world.
I want to get Cyberpunk.
Sounds shit.
I want to get that downloaded. Samo says it's had a good update.
Xbox?
No, it's on PlayStation and all. On PC. Because it was meant to be amazing, weren't it? And then it never lived up to it.
I don't know. I just don't know.
I need a Wii and stuff.
I ain't even got me PlayStation Plus anymore.
Oh yeah.
No, I fucking sacked it off. After it renewed automatically.
Well, yeah, of course it does. Rolling monthly.
I tell you what else fucking upset
six
me.
Quid,
what renewed
it?
Automatically on what? A yearly payment other day.
60-odd quid, did it?
90-odd quid.
What?
A Prime.
What?
Amazon fucking Prime.
What? Renewed itself for a 12-monther?
Yeah, about 96 quid, I think it was.
Have you paid it in a full before? Or monthly?
What at the fuck? Yeah, I used to pay it full because it was like 69 quid or something.
All right.
And now so it's 90-odd quid.
Bumped price up.
Yeah. And what at that?
Who the fuck do they think they are?
90-odd quid for a year for fucking next day, same day delivery and shit.
Cancel, cunt straight away?
No, because we do use it. We get, same day delivery on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we do. We've both got one each, though, annoyingly.
Why?
I don't know.
You may as well just separate now.
We've been said for the same phrases. One of us need to cancel it, but then nobody wants to be the one that cancels it. Like, yeah, but I'll then have to send you money for you to buy stuff. I can't just fucking buy it.
No.
It's fine, £9.
Just cancel it and just put your card on her account.
That's dangerous. She's not having just access to my shit.
All right, well, put her card on your account.
Yeah.
You have your card as default payment then, and then if she wants something, you choose to buy it off of her card.
Yeah, I don't want her credit history.
I've got loads of fucking cards on my account.
Have you?
Everyone's fucking cards.
People's from down road and that.
Yeah.
So you buy
just
to
find a card out on the street, I'll fucking put it on my
Prime.
Boom. Prime. Yeah, yeah. Prime.
I'll have that.
Yeah. Go on, what? Fuck.
Went to Chippy last night.
Oh, we did. We went Chippy last night.
We had a calzone and then I went, because we had Chippy Chips, but with a calzone.
Oh, yeah.
And a woman came out of this Turkish pub. Turkish, eatery
Turkish
thing.
Pub?
On Tan Yard. Right. Yeah. It's fucking right nice. They do right nice kebabs and some proper good food. You should go there. Elif's, Tan Yard.
What does he lift?
Elif.
Elif's what?
Elif.
Heavyweights?
Khalif. Turkish.
Khalif's what?
Khalif waits.
Yeah.
It's nice. They do right. It's like an open fucking fire pit that he's cutting
out. Right, yeah, like that. Yeah,
it's next year, it's good. That's on Tan Yard in Wickersley if anybody wants to frequent.
No.
Anyway, a woman came out. She was wearing a zebra print dress type thing. Lovely looking woman. Fell over.
She fell over.
Heels got caught in finger. Douche. On fucking floor behind me. Spun around, boobs out.
Shit.
Her boobs out.
Did you feel embarrassed for her? Obviously, you turned away and didn't look.
No, I helped her up. I were helping.
Oh, shit.
No, it was like, you were right behind me. And I only had some soya milk in my hand. Again, Laura. Wanker of the week. I have to go to the shop all the time to get a fucking soya. Anyway, she fell over behind me. Helped to get her up, and by this time, a couple of her mates had come out. They helped her up. And so, they're like going, Caroline, your tit's hanging on.
So you obviously took a picture.
I licked it.
Yeah.
Just before they popped it away.
All right, Russell.
And then they went, thanks for your help. I didn't lick it.
Thanks for your help. Caroline, he's just seen your tits.
Just seen your nip, honey. Just popped him in
face. Fucking hell, my tit's hung out.
Yeah, she was saying their boob were out. It was lovely, like, yeah. nice day for it.
Yeah,
I just didn't. I'm just pretending I didn't see it.
Sorry, I didn't even see it.
I didn't want to make it awkward. Although I lifted her up from that side where that boob was out, so it was like right next to my head. Yeah, it's good Samaritan work, that.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that.
But if you're listening, Caroline.
Caroline!
Nice boob. And I hope your knee's okay. She boshed her knee.
Oh.
And you didn't. She had like a. What's those heels with red on bottom? Louis Louboutin.
Christian Louboutins.
Louboutins, aren't they? She had some of them on.
Oh, they're probably just fake ones from Primani or something.
Wickersley, mate.
Nah, Wickersley mean mate. Fuck all, mate.
They would have been real.
Nah. No.
Oh, yes.
Nah, she's just wearing some cheap shit from fucking M&S or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And she had one of them bags with bush on it. What's that? They're posh and all, aren't they?
Bags with fucking bush on it?
Yeah, it's like a little tree.
I don't know.
Like a picture of a little tree.
Timberland.
No, something like that.
Picture of a fucking tree.
Mulberry.
Bush.
Yeah. It's not a tree. It's not Timberland.
She's obviously an old time Manchester Market, Manny Market girl.
Might be, yeah.
So might all be. The Mulberry bags there and fucking stuff.
Yeah. She had an expensive looking boob though. Looked posh.
I hope she didn't get it done in Turkey.
No. God knows what's happened. They might have took one of her legs. That's why she fell over.
Took a bit of a leg length out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take out. Don't go to Turkey and sign paperwork.
Because they'll take it.
They'll take out.
They'll take a ball and just put you a fucking plastic one in.
Josh went to take his bollock.
Fucking hell, that massive one. Yeah. And just replace it with a rugby ball or something.
Yeah, it's just his girl ball. That's not how it works, is it?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
One girl ball, one boy ball. It depends which one wins the race.
I don't know. Is that how it works?
I think so. I don't want to quote science and that, but I think that's how it works.
Come to us for your sex education.
I need to start sex education.
Ah, oh, new ones
it
out,
keeps flashing it, yeah. Yeah. I've not started it, and that's something I need to watch.
Same.
Cause it's supposed to be good.
Yeah, it's the climax.
Excuse me?
That's what this, because it's the last series. It's called The Climax.
Gillian Anderson's in it, isn't she?
She's been in them all.
Has she?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I meant. She's in it.
Yeah.
Do you see her boob? Right one.
No. I don't know. No.
You don't know if you see Gillian Anderson's boob or not.
No, you don't.
It's the kind of information
you might do.
Not going to forget.
I'm not sure. She's very old.
So are you?
Because I've seen
X-Files.
Sex Education. No. Well, yeah, but. She were Margaret Thatcher in The Crown as well.
Oh, is it ruining it a bit for
you?
What was that killer thing that we watched that she were in? With the Irish killer.
Yeah.
That were good. Fallen, isn't it?
Fallen, yeah.
The Fall.
Yeah. That were good.
That were good, weren't it?
Yeah, nice, I liked that. Yeah.
Like a bird that takes control.
Yeah, dominant bird.
Yeah. Don't be pussy about it.
Don't pussy about it. Just tell me what to fucking do.
Yeah. We need telling. We need instructions. We're just men.
Yeah, I just freaking...
We're just innocent men.
I forget why I go to the shop for half a time.
Half a time? I know him.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Nice.
Got all the time for him. Got a lot of time for him.
When we used to have copied games back in olden days, the guy that did Azaz used to be called Just In Time.
That's your real name,
what? Yeah. T-Y-M-E.
I reckon he's a cunt and make it up.
I think you need to go to sleep.
Fucking so tired.
So tired at this time of the morning.
Need to go down there and get me Indian head massage.
Tell you where I'm going tomorrow. Oh, yeah, you're going to a brothel, aren't you?
It's not a brothel. Tell you where I'm going tomorrow.
Go on.
Opticians.
Old bastard.
Isn't it?
Can you see me? Hello? Hello?
I can see someone.
Squinting, boss eye. Don't do that. It'll stay like that forever.
No, I can't see you.
No, you won't do
LA,
that.
LA.
No, don't do that. That was a nice one. That sounded like when I were banging that fat chick.
There is a bit of a... bit of a...
Have you seen that TikTok when they like they're on like first class and they lay down on those beds and then they shut, just like shut the door for like privacy, and then you hear that kind of that noise, yeah, and then a bloke like wakes up clapping his hand like they've landed, and then he like realises that
like he's on first class on a Ryanair,
yeah, like someone's getting nailed
Sacre
next to him.
Bleu.
Slop, 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 slop. So yeah, you go into opticians to get your eyes done.
Yeah.
Getting your ears measured while you're there.
Why?
Cleaned out.
What?
Do they clean your ears as well? No. That helps your eyes, doesn't it?
Huh?
Yeah. Well, seeing it dark, open your mouth helps you see it dark.
What?
It's true.
You are taking the piss.
I'm not.
You are taking the piss now.
I'm not.
You are taking the piss.
If you're walking through a house and you put no lights on and it's dark, open your mouth and you can see better.
I'll try it tonight.
Try it.
I'll fucking try it.
Try
tonight.
It. Dare ya. I'm
gonna
dare ya.
All right, I'm gonna try it tonight.
So what gigs do you need? Can you see me now?
Yeah.
Peace.
No, it's
how
when
many fingers.
I'm just picking up this black stuff soap, and if I put it here, I'm like, I need to do that.
You're struggling to focus.
I need to focus. So it's like,
does it take a minute? It's your muscle, that, isn't it? Her back.
What?
It's your focusing muscle.
I don't know. But if I look at you now and then look back down there, that's fuzzy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuzzy
so
duck.
I need to refocus that. Fuzzy.
You know, I'll tell you what, that upsets me a bit. Because we're getting old.
I know.
And things aren't working.
Teeth are falling to bits. My eyes are deteriorating.
Because I've known you since we were little. 20.
20.
19, 20-ish.
20.
But that's a long time. And no, fell apart then.
Now we're fucking...
I've got no hair.
My hair's fucking 70% grey.
Yours is thinning on back, top bit and all.
Your fucking beard's no 90% grey.
That's all the salt in that. My hair's falling out. My eyes are all right. What else is me? My right knee. My right knee's knackered. But that were after running that stupid fucking challenge. Mm. Broke my knee after that.
Silicone.
Congratulations to Graham, who did his half marathon.
Yes, Graham. Whoop, whoop.
Cleethorpes half marathon. I said after about 6 miles, his fucking foot were on fire.
I bet. I would be.
He put a different type of sock on or something, and it like fucking hurt his foot.
What?
You know, like you get, you'll not know, but you get like a compression type sock. It's like holds your foot tight in certain places. Like you can go for football or grip socks and stuff like that.
Dude.
Like if you put a proper football sock on, it's like different threaded.
Yeah.
Because it like holds your foot in a different way.
Yeah.
He's obviously got one that's not happy with his foot. Mm. And this is after 6 miles in fucking agony.
It's true.
I was just stunned on nothing. He can walk now. He did it last week.
Bit weird.
Yeah. But congratulations, Graham.
Congratulations.
And
celebrations.
What else? Who else did I kind of mention? Have you seen anyone on road? Kev? Kevlar?
Yeah, I saw Kev other week.
I saw the glass guy.
Phil. I've worked out that.
Is it Phil?
Phil Westerby, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I see loads of fucking twinkle dicks, but they're not twinkle dicks.
But not twinkle dick, yeah.
I've seen a few Thelwells, but I don't think they're Thelwells.
They're not Thelwells. There's one called Sugar. That's what? A Thelwell guy. He's got a sugar number plate.
I just look for ones that have got dangly things in cab, you know, pelmet.
Yeah.
And I thought I saw Raggett the other day, but I didn't because he's on honeymoon.
On honeymoon, isn't he?
Yeah.
Getting sucked off.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting his jingle jangles mashed in.
Met most of it.
Met most of it, mate, yeah.
Now you're married.
When money's run out.
Now you're married.
Blowjob stop.
Yeah.
You're happy about it, Matt, though. Love your life, though, isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she just don't suck my dick no more, yo.
No.
It's just the way to make people happy. You know, you see all these things about women with these fucking complex man psychology things. You need to be like this. You need to be like this. It just wants respect. It just wants peace. No, he don't. It just wants a blowjob. You can be a cunt if you want. If you're a girl, you can be a cunt with him. All you want, it's fine. You're going to have your arguments and that. Just suck his dick. Have a big argument, and if you're losing, suck his dick. It'll work. And that, he'll just be happy. That's all he wants. He's happy with that.
If he makes you happy, suck him off.
Suck him off. Don't be a dick about it.
Don't be a dick.
The best relationship advice, come to us.
Yeah.
Come to us.
Yeah, which... Shagging the uncle. My partner's fell out with me. Suck him off.
Suck him off, yeah. My name's Caroline. I fell over and my boob come out. And my husband told me off for it. Suck him off.
Suck him off.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
He deserves it because your boob came out.
Yeah.
And a stranger licked it.
Oh, but I've had a shit day at work. I've had a terrible week at work. My husband's done fuck all. Suck him off. He deserves it.
He deserves it. It'll make him do stuff.
It will.
You want him to do stuff? Suck him off. He'll do stuff.
I got home from work and hot pots are still in bowl. And washing's still in washing machine. My husband's been sat there doing fuck all.
Suck him off.
And he'll do stuff.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah, telling him off and nagging won't work.
Don't tell him off.
No, suck him off.
Suck him off.
And then he'll do stuff for you. Suck him off and then say, oh, washing machine is doing.
All right, love, I'll do that for you.
Like, boom, he'll be straight downstairs with fucking...
He'll get his...
bits still dribbling on floor.
Yeah.
He'll do it there and then.
Yeah.
Helicoptering downstairs. God. When was the last time you helicoptered Kerry?
I do it most nights.
Do you?
Yeah.
Won't just whack her with it.
She don't appreciate it.
They don't, do they?
No.
They don't. They never do. No. You know what she should do?
She suck should. You off. She fucking should. She should. She should.
And then you'd stop helicoptering.
Yeah.
That's fast. That's too fast. You can't be helicoptering off like that.
I've got some hip movements, mate.
Yeah, but to get that kind of speed.
I do him down there and I do me hand up here as I'm doing it.
Like a cowboy.
Well, yeah, like a cowboy.
Why?
But I'm a Chinook.
Oh, Chinook, right.
So I have that propeller down there and one
up there. Other propeller up there?
Yeah.
I thought you were like a lasso.
No, I Chinook it about. Oh, Ray, are we fucking rapping?
I suppose so, yeah. So
get on us merch.
Suck him off.
Get some merch bought.
If you want.
No, don't fucking if you want. We are making you. I just farted. Get on there and buy some merch.
That smells also, like semen.
It does not. If you want extra content, get on the Patreon.
Yeah, get on, say hey.
You can start from a quid.
Thanks for supporting us. Shall I read everybody's name out?
You can do. Start from a quid. Obviously, the more you do chuck in, the better discount you get on a shop. Don't forget to use your discount. Here comes the Patreon list.
Luke Chapman, Wobbogob. Wobbogob, 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 Wobbogob.
Bubblegum.
Chris Ragg, Jamie Fellwell, Ben Dover, Ian Croucher, Andon Dacos, Keegs, Christian Walker, Lewis Bridden, Dan Ryan, Liam Atkinson, Bruce, Ian Halliwell, Stockholm, Bagarasa. It's not Bagger Racing though. No. Ben Abrams, Nob, Dan Chandler, Thomas Oyland, Pete Wilson, Kerry Oxlade, Loza, Kurt Mayall, Kieran Ains, Matt Frostick. Tom Foolery, Matt Ehrman, Rob Sindel, Byron Lockwood, Christopher Senior, Mr. Rob, and Spike.
Spike.
Like Spike.
No beer yet.
No beer.
So yeah.
No beer.
Join those legends, and it supports us. It does. It helps us grow. It helps us grow.
Thanks for supporting. It's just really nice. Thanks, guys.
It is nice.
Thanks,
it's nice.
Guys. Thanks,
buy
everybody.
Some merch. It's great. We've got new merch going on.
If you want. I think we're going to do the premium hoodie things, aren't we?
We'll get some decent quality hoodies out. Premium hoodies.
With this new type of print.
New type print.
Right.
Website, just truckingabout.co.uk. Also, if you're listening on Apple, rate and review us. Rate and review us, please. Please. Just write something and give us 5 stars.
Please just do it.
He's getting sucked off by himself. We'll see there.
Love you, bye.